This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, if you would like to send in a complaint, go ahead and do that right now, because this is the opportunity to complain. Kevin, we have multiple complaint stories to discuss right here.
Yeah.
And I am done complaining about Carlos Correa. Altuve, Bregman,
awesome.
All the rest of those people, I can complain about them forever. But Correa just gave me exactly what I'm asking for, man. Genuinity. Is that a word? Genuineness.
No.
Honesty. That was honest, and I can accept something like that, but I can't accept Bregman. I can't accept Jim Crane, who said it didn't affect the game, and then said, I never said it didn't affect the game, but nobody, who's to know how it would affect the game? One can never say. But there were some other complaints, Kevin, and go, if you want to lodge one, 877-881-1053, you can complain right now. We love to hear complaints, Kevin. By the way, at noon or in the noon hour, we're giving away Rolling Stones tickets. You can't complain about that.
What?
Yeah, should be. Get ready for it.
Oh, and
man. Then at 1:40 today, I think we haven't addressed this yet. We have something that I think at this station is big, but it's also cool. And I think yesterday
was FC Dallas.
I think a lot of people will have a hard time being upset about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But, you know,
I can't wait to find out what it is.
We all like to complain, so I'm sure somebody will. That being said, Kevin, there were a lot of complaints. Actually, not as many complaints about the halftime show at the Super Bowl than I thought.
All right. So last year, this is a true story, 55 complaints were lobbied to the FCC about Adam Levine's nipples.
Because they were too small?
They were exposed. Oh. Not okay. This year,
you can't show off your man.
Because there are some people who try to say that it's the same for a man and a woman to take your shirt off.
All right.
This year,
okay.
1,500 complaints were filed to the FCC. I have some examples of them if you would like to hear.
1,500?
100.
That's it.
These are the actual words that people actually sent in to the Federal Communications Commission. Quote, this year's show was extremely provocative in the female body moments, and the simulated padding of J-Lo's derriere is not for family television.
What did they say? This year's what?
In the female body movements and simulated padding of J-Lo's derriere. I appreciate how classy that note was. Then we move on to a complaint from Washington. My family was very excited to watch the Super Bowl tonight. However,
sweet.
However,
probably became more excited.
However,
I was excited.
Don't make me however you two.
Oh.
I was not prepared to explain to my 11-year-old daughter why Jennifer Lopez was dressed so scantily or why she kept grabbing her crotch. My daughter was asking if she was feeling sick from having so much skin showing. We'll get back to that. I don't know what that means. Maybe next year the NFL can warn parents the show may not be appropriate for children so we can have them leave the room. What does she mean? Was her daughter mean when she said, was she sick from showing so much skin? What does that mean?
Her daughter said that?
Yeah. I don't understand that.
Who was showing skin off?
J-Lo.
Sounds like she's wanted a day off from school.
J-Lo was completely covered.
Ooh.
That there was no, like, maybe her wrists and her feet were showing skin. That was about it.
Yeah.
Oh, she had changed into that thing where her legs were showing skin, right? Okay.
Not okay.
All right.
Let's go to Indiana. Quote, the Super Bowl halftime show was gross. I am 50 and ashamed I saw that evil crap on TV. What about all the children that watched? Then J-Lo had the American flag touch the ground. There should be millions of dollars in fines. Yeah, Corey. Bet you didn't think about that.
I didn't.
Well, yeah. Let's take you next to Mississippi. These are all actual complaints filed with the FCC. The halftime show last night was beyond inappropriate. This one's amazing. Shakira laying on her side, gyrating like sex.
What?
Lopez on a stripper pole, Lopez bending over to expose her butt crack, both performers grabbing their crotch, Shakira grinding her bottom against tinfoil-wearing man's groin. This was incredibly offensive. My children were watching.
That tongue thing that Shakira did, though.
Then we get to maybe...
Hold on, there are a couple things here,
sure.
Kevin.
There's a lot.
From the 682, I feel like 90% of the people who complained about the halftime show are also people who go and complain to the store manager. And I agree with that. I think that's a very understandable sentiment. Somebody said it wasn't the American flag. On the back, it was. It was on one side, was Puerto Rican. On the other side, it was American flag. Has anybody ever watched So You Think You Can Dance or Dancing with the Stars?
No.
My mom and my sister used to make me watch that when I was a kid.
I've seen worse on those shows, but I never hear anybody complain about
or better
Juliana Huff on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, did she do that?
I've seen them do dance moves, because these are dance moves, Kevin. Mm-hmm. It just so happens. And remember the Paula Abdul video? Was that thing banned? Or was that because it was MTV? Go ahead. Keep reading.
All right, this one might be my favorite one. This is from Virginia. Quote, "The halftime show was disgusting. The close-ups of J-Lo's anus were yucky."
What?
That is actually
yucky.
What they wrote in.
What the hell?
Somebody said, "Tinfoil Man, sign me up for that superhero."
Yeah.
They want to be Tinfoil Man.
But this one, this person
from from the 204. Guys, y'all are making me want to go back and watch the halftime show.
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now.
Just know that
the halftime show.
This person thinks they're a genius. I'm going to read this one exactly as is, and I want you to let me know how proud this person thinks they are of their letter. "What few community standards remain these days were stripped away, no pun intended, by J-Lo, should be J-Lo, L-O-W, at the halftime..." This is all what it says. "At the halftime show, shown on television for the Super Bowl on Sunday, February 2nd. My complaint is that this display is inappropriate on national television, especially when children are watching. Fix it." How proud were they of that J-Lo?
That was actually my complaint.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
My children were also offended by all the violence when all the players would hit each other.
For some reason, nobody seems to be bothered by that.
The 214, "Think that one lady been brainwashing her daughter, telling her that if you wear that, show too much skin, you will be sick, and that's how you get the coronavirus."
Oh, no. What a timely text that is. Let's go to Edmond, Oklahoma, where this is so Oklahoma.
"Don't be playing that foosball."
No, almost. "The crotch grabbing, demeaning of females has to stop. This is a family show, not a sexual predator show. Next time, just show Robert Kraft's massage parlor videos."
Really? Nobody wants to see Robert Kraft's massage parlor videos.
Actually, what they said. No.
Okay. They're calling J-Lo and Shakira sexual predators?
I guess.
I mean, they can come after me.
Should we write and complain?
Yes.
I think we should write some complaints, dude.
I think we should just rip this one off.
Okay.
This is from Las Vegas, which is hilarious. "Are there any standards of public decency anymore? Who is responsible for enforcing decorum? Shame on Fox, shame on the NFL, and yes, shame on the FCC for failing to act on this egregious display of modern Roman Colosseum style, for the masses. I'm fed up with the degenerates in our society sticking their butts in our children's faces."
Oh, man.
And then somebody in Alaska said they will never watch the NFL or buy Pepsi again.
There, you know what, though?
Pepsi sponsored.
I will, because nobody's really, we're all joking about it and everything, because I think we always think everybody thinks like us, right? But there is part, like, coming up in a Southern Baptist household, Kevin, I mean, because... obviously, you can't dance.
Sure.
But on top of that, like, I understand the mindset of that's what the world's going to turn into. If we just say it's okay, then the world's just going to be that kind of thing, you know, and it's going to go on around us, and we're the only ones that are righteous. And I understand the mindset, because there are some people that feel that way and believe that way. And it's okay to believe that way. It certainly is. And sometimes, but sometimes it gets kind of laughed at and pushed to the side as if they're not allowed to feel that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's interesting because this person did kind of incorporate other politics into it from Michigan. There should be restrictions on what is allowed during main television time. Also, censoring to not show an anti-abortion commercial. The censoring agenda blows my mind. So they like equated these two different things. And then I just hope J-Lo and Shakira don't see this one from Florida. This is an actual complaint lobbied to the FCC. Quote, the halftime show showed semi-nude old women dancing with young girls. They got called old women.
They weren't old women. But I will ask J-Lo's you this. Old. Somebody did say this. Some people out there are genuinely disgusted by it. And I know you guys are being extreme and funny about it because you're showing the extreme side of
yes.
it. But they said, I watched it with my 74-year-old grandma and I was kind of embarrassed. And have you ever been in that situation where you're watching a movie with maybe your father-in-law? Because I have. And we're watching a movie and my wife is sitting on one side of the couch. I'm sitting there and then the father-in-law's there and all of a sudden something sex happens.
So
and I'm like, oh God.
My number one moment.
In the movie, Shippy.
Oh,
in the movie.
God. My number one moment for that is when I went to go see the movie Monster with Charlize Theron. It's like a serious movie, but there's lots of sex stuff in
right.
there. I almost laughed out loud because there are these two old women in front of me. It's like, I swear, if they show one more breast in this movie, we're leaving. And, like, I swear, within 2 minutes, somebody got topless, and I just was staring right at them to see if they were going to leave. They did not. For the people who are genuinely offended, like, I understand that to a certain degree. I'll say the same thing that I said the day after the Super Bowl. You know what Jennifer Lopez and Shakira trade in. Like, it's not just music. They trade in shaking it. Like, that's what
yeah.
they do. And how you didn't anticipate that, that's the part that I don't understand. And
you wouldn't expect the same thing from, like, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why I was prepared that when my kids started asking questions, because my wife kind of looked at me and I was like, you know. And they started asking questions. I was prepared with answers.
Yeah.
Because I have to be a parent and do my job, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.